Unabashed on Sale. So today I have a question from 18-year-old B from California. And to kind of paraphrase her question for you, she's intelligent. She's a smart girl. She's beautiful. And I know this because she sent me a picture. And you guys know I like to put a face with the name. So thank you, B, for doing that. She's beautiful. She's intelligent. She's classy. She's funny. But she always gets put in the friend zone. And it's kind of like the whole nice guys finish last fiasco. So we're going to call this, intelligent girls finish last. And I can relate to this because, you know, I went through a similar experience, you know, coming up. And what happens is guys, they put you in a box because you are what they consider wifey. So let me just put you up on game. It's not that you're not amazing, and it's not that they would never want to be with you. It's just that they don't want to be with you right now. You're 18 years old, so the guys that you're interacting with are just not ready to be with a woman that is who you are. You're beautiful, you're intelligent, so guess what you do? You intimidate them, and they know that you are worth something wonderful and great, and they know that they're not ready for that, so they kind of just put you on hold. They put you in a box until they're ready to go get you, and that's not going to be for another few years for you. So what you need to do is just kind of rework the whole way that you're thinking about this. It's making you insecure about yourself. It's making you insecure about, you know, who you are and what you're doing in your life. And no. You do not have to change who you are to be with anyone. And you're actually a much more prized possession for these guys than the girls that they're dating. The reason that they put you in the friend category is because they're not ready to deal with your intelligence and, you know, who you are. You said that guys think that you're funny and you know, they always think of you as a friend. You said you flirt with them. You said you wear your heels and, you know, you wear light makeup. And, you know, you do the things that you should do as a woman to attract a man. However, you said that you are classy, not trashy. And I want to congratulate you on that. You just need to keep being who you are. You just haven't met the right guy, or it hasn't been the right time for you. I know that that's like a very like, you know, it's a gift, but it's a curse, but it's not, you know, it just hasn't been the right time. In order for love to work, you have to be in the same place, you have to be in the same mindset, and you have to be, you know, going towards the same goal or vision, and you just haven't met a guy that's in line with you with all of those things. So what do you need to do? Just keep being yourself. Continue to be the intelligent, beautiful, smart, and flirty girl that you are, and you will find the right guy. So just keep that in mind. Believe you me, you are not the only one, but there's not a whole lot of girls out there. If you just want to start dating guys, different types of guys, I would say get out of your comfort zone. Date a guy that's, you know, a little bit different. And the next time a guy says that to you, ask them directly. Ask them, you know, well, what is it about me that makes you feel that I am to be your friend and not to pursue a relationship with you? Because short of putting a camera in your pocket, I'm not really sure, you know, how you're acting and interacting on dates. Because that could be also be the problem. But as far as it being your intelligence, no. What I will say as a general rule is when you go on a date with a guy, talk about, you know, light and airy things. Don't get deep into, you know, marriage and talks of the future and things that will scare them away and kind of make them place you out of the girlfriend zone, put you in a friend zone because you scared them away. So steer clear of those topics, politics, you know. I think religion is important because, you know, that's who you are. So, I mean, I mean, religion is okay, but you don't want to get into too many controversial issues right off the bat. So just keep that in mind. I hope that answers your question, B. If you guys have any questions, please feel free to email me. My email address is askchantel@gmail.com. That is askchantel. Thank you so much for watching, and do not forget to subscribe. Hugs and kisses.